Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We are on pages 54 and 55. We're going to start with the third paragraph on page 54, and it starts with, hence we saw that reason isn't everything, and ends at the first paragraph on page 55 with, but like to tell ourselves it wasn't true. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Christina M., the 12 Traditions, Karen W., reading the text and support today, Laura R., Dana P., Mary B., listen for Lois P. for newcomers and sponsor contact information, and then Robin P. for announcements for all the great things that are happening here at A Vision for You. The share ID numbers for this meeting today, the 10 a.m. meeting yesterday, I guess I should say, that would be May 3rd, 2021, is 16876, 16,876. And then this morning, 7 a.m. meeting, May 4th, 2021, is 16880, 16,880. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Christina M. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. My name is Christina M. and I'm a compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Christina M. from Massachusetts. I will now ask Karen W. from New York to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning, Melanie. This is Karen W., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, and I'm very happy to be here to do service today. The 12 Traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Karen W. from New York, for your service. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And just be aware that this is a star 1 key function only and that all lines are muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter We Agnostics. We're on page 54 today, taking apart paragraph 3 and reading through two paragraphs. It begins with, hence we saw that reason isn't everything, and ends with, but like to tell ourselves it wasn't true.
Good morning.
And I would like to start.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I took a breath there, didn't I? And I'd like to be able to ask Laura R. to unpack those two paragraphs today, share her experience, and then we'll open up for comment by all. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Melanie. Sorry, I stepped on your toes. This is Laura R., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. Hence, we saw that reason isn't everything. Neither is reason, as most of us use it, entirely dependable, though it emanates from our best minds. What about people who prove that man could never fly? Yet we had been seeing another kind of flight, a spiritual liberation from this world, people who rose above their problems. They saw that God made these things possible, and we only smiled. We had seen spiritual release, but liked to tell ourselves it wasn't true. Grateful to be on this meeting this morning, and it just makes me giggle that that I would put so much into my own thinking for so long. I'm not trying to put myself down, but I wasn't that smart growing up, or I think like what my therapist said, she's like, you're not diagnosed, but you have a lot of ADHD qualities in your personality and my thinking and just my behavior. And I don't know, it was just so hard to focus when I was younger, and I moved very, very quickly. So, you know, if I made a decision, I didn't think I moved. And so my decisions ended up making, you know, bringing me into the rooms of AA, OA, other A's. Like, I mean, it's just, I ended up here. Thank you, God, though. So my best mind did bring me to exactly where I want to be today, which is why I call myself grateful. Because, you know, we see people, like the flight, a spiritual liberation from this world. People are rising above their problems because they are seeing it from God's view, you know, not from my self-centered view. It talks about how, let's see, on page 62 that I'm driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. That's how I made my decision. You know, I was driven by fear most of the time. I was afraid that you were going to get something that I wanted or you were going to take something that I had. And I was manipulative and dishonest and based my, you know, and ran and was driven to grab on to things outside myself so I could rise to the top, you know, and be liberated or, you know, from my own best thinking. And now, oh my gosh, I just sit in a place of, you know, and rest and pause and ask God to direct my thinking. And I want less of me and more of Him. And I need that spiritual release in my life because I have looked at the bedevilments. I mean, I can see it does not take long for me to look and see what I do to my life without God. Even just this last week, you know, and I don't even realize it. Overall, everything is going great, but then my mind is going in 100 different directions. And it's like, duh, like, give it to God. I just didn't realize that I wasn't turning things over until I hit that, like, that wall, you know. And again, what's so beautiful is we have the steps to be able to sit down, pause, and ask God to take it all. We turn in all things to the God who presides over us all. So I said it last week, you know, I'll say it again. I'm in school. I'm learning, I'm practicing one day at a time. I'm so grateful to do it all with you, you know, and with God and with that I pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Laura R. Laura R. is from Colorado. The lines are now going to be open for others to comment on paragraph 3, on page 54, and paragraph 1, on page 55. If you give me your name, the first initial of your last name, and your state, perhaps I can add you to a list here. And I wanted just to remind you that we do value everyone's experience here on the line, but we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since last Thursday or Friday, today would be your day. Otherwise, let's look into the future for that. But I'm ready to take a list of folks.
Melanie C. from Georgia.
Melanie C.
Nancy L.
Nancy L.
Robin P.
Anybody else? Hi, Robin. Okay. Let's start with those three. Melanie C., you will be up first, and then Nancy L., followed by Robin P. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. This is Melanie from Atlanta. Recovering grateful overeater, and it's good to be on this line. I haven't been here in a while at this particular meeting. I usually do the earlier meeting, so thank you all for your recovery and for continuing no matter what other people are doing. That's a testimony to our program. And the reasoning part, that's me. I mean, I reasoned why I should, you know, eat this, not that, eat more of this and all that. And it was dizzying. And so I really appreciate the this part of the big book. And I just have to say that I was struggling to get my abstinence back. And that reasoning was playing a large role in why I was struggling. And so it's really good to, for me, when I just finally just pray for the willingness just to turn it over to God and let Him, you know, do my reasoning for me. And I think that's when, you know, I put aside the degrees, I put aside all the, you know, all the things that were telling me, oh, you can handle this, you can, you know, yes, this makes sense. And so I just need to kind of claim my seat, share my truth about the struggles that I was having, but also the victory being, you know, finally just turning over to God and letting Him, you know, letting His reason, His reasoning, which is healthy for me, be what I let guide me. So thanks for letting me share, and thank you for your service, everyone who did service today.
Thank you. That's Melanie C. from Georgia. Nancy L. from Arizona, you're up next, and then followed by Robin.
Oh, thank you, Melanie. This is Nancy in Arizona, recovered but not cured. I think my favorite sentence is, we had seen spiritual release, but liked to tell ourselves it wasn't true. And that's exactly what I did for quite a few years in the rooms. I would tell myself, it's not true for me. I'm different. I'm kind of unique in the fact that I just can't get this. You people can get it, but I can't. And basically what was going on in my head then is what had been going on for years and years. Separation, isolation, and lots of resentment. So why would that change just walking into a room, you know? But it also just kind of clouded my mind, that thinking, negative thinking, well, it's all fine for them, but it's just poor me, you know, pour me another drink or give me another bite. But after a while, I was just kind of really realizing that when I started working the 12 steps, I go, wow, this has a whole lot more than how many calories in, how many calories out. I'm going to have to deal with my resentments and all this yucky stuff that I've been living in denial. And I just allowed my higher power to take me through it willingly and with an open mind and heart. And so thank God today I can say the spiritual release is for me today, one day at a time, on the contingency that I stay spiritually fit. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy L. from Arizona. Before I invite you, Robin, up, I just want to let folks know that we're on page 54 in the chapter We Agnostics. We're unpacking paragraph 3 down at the bottom. Hence, we saw that reason isn't everything. Reading through two paragraphs. I'll be able to open up the lines again as soon as Robin shares for her 3 minutes. So get ready, 3 minutes. Hey, Robin, it's your turn. Thanks for waiting for me.
Hey, thanks so much, Mel. Hey, thanks so much for your service and everyone doing service on this meeting. I'm Robin P. I'm a very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater, currently in Vero Beach, Florida. This is so powerful for me because it, you know, reason isn't everything, you know, and what about people who prove that man could never fly? As an inventor, I'm a serial inventor. I've invented several things. And, you know, I invented something for planes. And at first, you know, when I would run it by people in the industry, they would say, that's impossible. You'll never be able to do that. And people use it on planes. They also use it on the ground. But it just shows me, like, if I just get to tune in for knowledge of God's will for me and the power to carry that out. And that spiritual liberation from this world is the most important when people rise above their problems. I love what this says, because it's not saying that we're not going to have problems. It's saying that we have a solution for rising above them. That spiritual relief. And it's that faith, the faith walk. You know, I always remember it's not a fear walk. And it's not a rest on my laurels walk. It's a faith walk. And every day there's an opportunity for me to grow spiritually, you know, grow up or grow out. And, you know, I'm dealing with something else again. We were scheduled to move to go to Mexico on June 1st and then move to Costa Rica on July 1st. And, you know, my husband's really enjoying working. And it's this spiritual dilemma, you know, and I just keep praying for knowledge of his will and the power to carry that out, and praying to rise above what looks like a problem. Everything is an opportunity for my growth, and just praying and asking people for prayers and doing pro-con lists, working the steps on it, and surrendering and listening. Now, I have 2 ears and 1 mouth, so I get to listen twice as much as I talk, and I just get to really live in the steps, which is my spiritual solution today. God bless everybody. It was a very blessed afternoon today. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Robin. That's Robin P. from in Florida currently. Now the lines are open for additional comments on those two paragraphs, paragraph 3 and paragraph 1, 54 and 55. If you haven't shared in the last 3 days, talking about if you haven't shared before Thursday last week, and it's your day to share today. I'd love to take your name, the first initial of your last name, and your state.
Larry G., California.
Larry G. Okay, Larry G., your 3 minutes. Start now.
Thank you, Melanie. So good to be on this call. So inspirational hearing people share on this paragraph this morning. My name is Larry G, and I'm from California, and I'm recovered today from this this disease. Spiritual liberation, I think that's the definition of surrender, and I have experienced surrender and spiritual liberation May 17th of 2020. After 26 years in OA doing it my way, I finally found release. The thing is for me today is I want nothing to do with this world without God. I've tried a lifetime to manage my food, and I just failed so miserably. I came in this program just beaten down, 2 months away from my 39th year in AA, and I didn't want to live. My prayer was either take me or take this disease, and God chose to take the disease. And spiritual liberation comes from surrender, which is the single most important ingredient for me. Surrender has to come first, because you can have the best sponsor in the world, go to meetings 24/7, do the most elegant 10 steps, give service to others, but unless I surrender, it's all about Larry. So the solution for me never was the food. The solution was Larry. Larry always had the solution. And that was beaten out of me, and thank God it wasn't too late. And so I just want to pass it on to the new person on this call that this program is not about food. It's about surrendering to something bigger than ourselves. And, then the follow-up is faith without works is dead. It's been mentioned on this call today. Faith without works is dead, and the worst kind of faith is a dead faith. And the way I see faith working in my life today is I'm obedient to my God, and today I seek God's wisdom in just about everything I do. And I'm going through something this morning that is really quite hurtful, and would have put me right in food, because that would have been Larry's solution, you know, pain, food. And I'm going to go through this with dignity and grace, but not with that, not alone. I'm going to do this with God, and I'm going to do a 10-step, and I'm meeting with my beloved sponsor this morning. And that's the solution that we offer in A Vision for You. Thank you for calling on me, and be well, everybody. I pass.
Thank you, Larry G. from California. Is there anyone else who would like to comment on paragraph 3, page 54 of the big book, and paragraph 1, on page 55.
Laura R. from California.
Laura R. from California. Okay.
Don B.
Don B.
Sherry Jo C.
Sherry Jo C. Okay, let's go with that. Start with Laura R. from California, then Dawn, and then Sherry will come after Dawn. Hi, Laura. 3 minutes for you, madam.
This is Aura R. from California. It's Aura, O-R-A. This chapter, the release, spiritual release, the paragraph, has been a reminder to me that February 21st of this year, I reaffirmed my commitment to be abstinent, and I have a chronic illness, so I was using the as an excuse, but to not stay abstinent. You know, if I got sick, okay, poor me. And I realized that was a crutch, and the spiritual release came in laying it at the feet of God. You know, that I wasn't relying on a higher power of my understanding, that I was still relying on self-reliance. And that's the freedom for me today, is someone mentioned last week called God sightings, and that rang for me, you know. So since then, I've been watching for God sightings. That keeps my head in the present. It keeps me current. I don't get to focus on me. It keeps me away from that self-reliance, and I'm looking for how God works in my life. It might be that somebody called me at just the moment I need that call,
or they tell me on the other end of the line, oh, I was just thinking of, you know, food again, and I needed this call. It's, you know, those little things that keep me in the present and in the current. And I'm just so grateful because I have a freedom today. My thoughts aren't on the food, and I'm really grateful for that. So that's, I want to thank everybody for being of service today and showing up and being here on the line today. And I pass.
Thank you, Aura R. from California. Next up is Don B., followed by Sherry Jo. Hi, Don.
Hi, good morning. This is Dawn B., recovered in Southern California. And yeah, the spiritual release, spiritual flight above our problems is such an amazing gift of this program, to admit that we are powerless over our problems. It starts with the food, but that creates like a template for us to be able to use for the rest of our lives so that we can admit, I can admit that I am powerless over people, places, and things in my life. I can't control the circumstances oftentimes or what life hands me. But what I do have the free will over is how I respond to those circumstances. And that is my free will. And just like the previous speaker mentioned, that we can rise above our problems. We can take flight over our issues and not get stuck in them, trying to resist them, trying to force our way, trying to impose our list of demands on life and just fighting things tooth and nail. That is suffering in its purest form. But what we can do is surrender. What I can do and I do on a daily basis is surrender. And in the morning, just asking God to direct my thinking. Please give me your thoughts, higher power. Help me to see this situation more like you see it. Help me to love this person more like you would delight in me loving them. Help me to see them more with your eyes. And in doing that, I am given such an amazing peace. I'm able to rise above whatever issues might be going on and just float in God's loving presence. Today, I have like a trifecta of stressful things going on that normally would have just, you know, rocked my world. But today in my morning meditation, just visualizing myself, just holding on to God's hands and seeing myself just embraced in God's loving arms. And just resting there and allowing God to just fill my presence and asking for God's presence and action in my life over and over. And the peace, the amazing peace that is possible through that is really a flight. It's a lifting above my problems and being carried in God's loving arms so that no matter what happens, all is well. All is well. Because I have my higher power with me, and that's all I need. So with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Don B., Sherry Jo C., you're next, and then it'll be open again for some comments on paragraph 3 on page 54, reading through two paragraphs. Hi, Sherry Jo.
Hi, Melanie. This is Sherry Jo C., recovered compulsive eater in Southern California. Thank you very much for the meeting this morning. I agree. This whole chapter is just so moving. And I'm reminded of, you know, when I first came into the program, there was a woman who'd been in the program a long time. And I would think of her, I guess, as I think back as someone who I saw this, you know, spiritual liberation in, you know, somebody who was able to get through a lot of things with dignity and grace. And she had this habit where she used to like to make bookmarks for all of us in the meetings with little sayings on them. And I remember she handed me one day and it said, serenity is not peace outside the storm, but peace within the storm. And you know, to me, that's what the spiritual liberation is. I mean, the first time I experienced it was when I realized that my recovery wasn't going to begin unless I did put down the food. That was step zero. And those first few days where I didn't know I was doing it, but I walked out on faith and I decided no matter what I felt or thought or feared or worried about or resented, that I was not going to eat compulsively over it. And, you know, I've heard people in the program debate the merit of, you know, no matter what, and that's fine. I mean, we all get to have our different opinions here about different things, but, you know, I can only share up to my level of experience, and my level of experience was that was the beginning of my spiritual liberation when I saw myself with my higher power's help, my sponsor's help, the, you know, brothers and sisters that I was gaining in the program with their help, with the Big Book's help, with Bill Wilson's help channeled through the Big Book, I was able to get through stuff I never thought I would be able to get through. And that just kept growing and growing and growing as I committed myself to abstinence. And then it started expanding, you know, as I worked the rest of the steps into the rest of my life, into the rest, you know, my heart and my mind. And I saw myself, you know, be able to get through all kinds of things, you know, that we get through, that we all experience in life, you know, death of loved ones and separations from people, painful things in the world, in my own life. And I saw myself not have to go to the food for them. And I think that that's, you know, where the healing started. And it was a kind of flight. I just never imagined. People used to say, you know, just don't eat compulsively. Don't overeat. Just don't eat that stuff that you know you can't control. And when they said that to me, it was almost like they said, jump up and fly to the moon. It was like it seemed that impossible to me. But, you know, thank you. But, you know, I guess we're just all here to speak our experience, and that is, this, it really is possible. And I'm just so grateful for this meeting helping me recommit to all aspects of my program at a higher level. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry Jo C. from California. Opportunities now are for others to comment on those paragraphs. Third paragraph on page 54 of the Big Book and the first paragraph on page 55. If you'd like to press star 1 on your phone keypad, we'd love to hear from you.
Tricia D. Georgia.
Tricia D. from Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Terry P., California.
Terry P., California. Anyone else this morning?
Lily from Idaho.
Lily from Idaho. Okay. Let's go with this for now. Tricia D., you're up for 3 minutes, and then Terry will follow you.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me?
You betcha. Hello? We'll let you know, though.
Thank you so much. Tricia D. from, and I had planned not to share, and then when I heard all the beautiful sharings, I went, oh, I need to, you know, do some service here, too. This sentence, it has often been repeated already, the spiritual liberation, it, people who rose above their problems, that just so I can identify with. They the spiritual liberation from this world, people who rose above their problems, they were seeing another kind of light. And I certainly have experienced that. My sponsor had given me an assignment to rewrite my third step prayer in my own words and from my heart. And I thought it would be so simple, but it was really quite a lot of time and meditation and thought went into it for me. And I knew it was spiritually directed because it was so simple. And I'd like to share that with you online because I say this prayer from my heart all throughout my day, knowing that my prayer is my everyday activities and putting God, my love for God, in everything that I do. And I can say this prayer at the whim of just because it's coming from me. And I'd like to begin. Here it is. Lord, I am yours. Take me by your hand for what you would have me be. Your will, not mine, be done. Free me from the bondage of self. self-seeking, self-control, self-interest, self-validation, dishonesty, fear, and expecting others to be what they are not. May all my thoughts and actions be motivated out of my conscious love for you. I pray, keep me humble, grateful, and abstinent. Father God, your power and grace are sufficient. As I go out today to serve others and to do your bidding, may I draw my strength out of love for you. Your will, not mine, be done. Amen. And so that is my prayer. And it helps me, as I've already been saying, is that I heard someone mention about the God sightings. I can see God sightings all day long because I have prayed and put that in his hands that I would do everything I do today out of my conscious contact and of love for him. And this is definitely a liberation for me, this freedom that I'm feeling, that I can just turn everything over when I'm feeling anxious or tired or wanting to control. I immediately go back to this prayer and say, I'm yours. You take me, whatever you want to do with me. And it's your will, not mine. So thank you for letting me share. And thank you for all those who do service. And I so appreciate this. And I love Vision for you. It's helped me so much in my growth. Thanks again. And I pass.
Thank you, Tricia D. from Georgia. Terry P. from California, you're up next for 3 minutes. And then Lily will follow.
Hi, this is Terry P. from California. Yeah, I love these two paragraphs. For me, you know, I want to think my way out of this disease, think that I can still manage it at times, well, a lot of times, and that my thinking, you know, just no longer works, and this is about surrender. And it's just like, you know, I woke up today like with my hands up. Go ahead, God. I don't know how to do this. You take it. You know, just guide me. Because I can just start thinking that I've got things under control. And that thinking comes very quickly for me. It's just like, I don't know. I think I wake up thinking like that. So I have to, you know, upon awakening, turn my will over to God, and to know that I don't have everything figured out, you know, and I act like a know-it-all, but I really do not have this stuff figured out, but a lot of you guys do. I mean, you guys do, so that's what I'm hearing is the hope in these rooms, and I'm really grateful for that. And that last sentence, we have seen spiritual release, but like to tell ourselves it wasn't true. I like to tell myself that, nah, it wasn't God that did this. Nah, this happened because of this. And I start thinking myself out of the miracles that are really right in front of me. And this reminds me not to do that. Anyway, thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Terry P. Up next is Lily M. from Idaho.
Yes, this is Lily E, and I am from Idaho. And
did you say Lily E like Edward?
No, it's Lily M, like in Mary.
Thank you. Sorry for the interruption. Thank you.
And you can tell from the sound of my voice, I'm very, very nervous. I have been using about probably every reason in the world since January the 25th, which is the day I first came into these rooms, as to why I cannot keep my abstinence. I have bought every book that OA has to offer to help me, but I'm still not abstinent. And I finally, in listening to these last few paragraphs, God has guided me to the reason why I'm not abstinent is because I'm not putting him first. I've been meditating on something every morning, and it really has been helping me, especially in the last 2 days. the reasons I was not abstinent yesterday has nothing to do with the fact that I need to learn how to listen to God and be ready to do what He tells me to do. I've been telling myself and meditating on this. God is alive. He always has been and He always will be. God knows everything. God can do anything. And God can be everywhere, all at the same time. And He is within me. He is within me. And I know that He can lead me to the desires of my heart, which is being abstinent. And He can help me set aside any reason that my mind is telling me as to why I can go to the food. And the, today, this morning, for today, my desires are to be abstinent and to listen to that inner voice that comes from my heart, not from my head. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Lily M. from Idaho. Anyone else would like to comment on paragraph 3, page 54, and paragraph 1, page 55?
Lisa G. from Texas.
Lisa G. from Texas. Darwan, anyone else?
Patricia Ann. M.
Patricia Ann. M. Okay, Patricia Ann M. Okay. Okay, Lisa, you go for three, okay? And then we'll go follow it up with Patricia Ann.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Lisa G. from Texas. That word reason, I hope I can be clear in what my brain is trying to think of. You know, there's a sentence in the big book that says something like, wife or no wife, job or no job. And I, when I was in the food, which was forever, I could think of every reason in the universe, only it wasn't really about circumstances because I buried all that real deep down. It was about, oh, I might as well. Oh, I might as well. I ate this, I might as well finish it. I ate that, now I need something salty. I need this, I need that. It was all about this very, very visceral need that I had to fill myself with something. And what I've learned in this program is very different. I was in a place where I believed in God, but I couldn't trust God because of stuff in my past. And so what I decided to do is just surrender to the program. I just surrendered to the program. And slowly by slowly, the trust in God's come back. I couldn't think myself into trusting God. I couldn't reason myself in why I shouldn't eat. You know, it's not figure it out anonymous. It's all about this honesty and this open-mindedness and the willingness. And the willingness to surrender was a real hard hurdle for me to jump over. But as soon as I did, and started just doing my work every day, doing my work every day, every day, every day, doing what my sponsor said. And lo and behold, I'm getting a trust back in God. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa G. from Texas. Patricia Ann M. from Florida, you're next.
Yes, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
You betcha. But I'll let you know, though. You just jump right
yes.
in.
Yes. Yes, the eminent mind, that everyone has an eminent mind. I looked that word up, and it was seeping like an odor, like a smell. And I thought to myself, you know, that's exactly what my mind does, is it seeps through with its own opinion, its reasoning. And that reason that says that why I don't need to measure my food. I don't need to weigh it. No, that's all bondage. That's all, you know, the reasoning, you know, oh, those are rules. Those are rules, you know, the reasoning that tells me that I don't have to follow. I don't have to do that. I don't have to follow people. I'm unique, you know. I have learned there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of things out there. If you're spiritually fit, you can eat anything you want. I tried that too. Yeah, right, 15 pounds and within a month. spiritually fit doesn't cut it. What cuts for me is that I need a plan of action, because if I don't have a plan, if I don't have the solution to my disease, I will die from this disease. The solution for me is to weigh and measure. The solution for me is to work this program and to call people, make friends with people on the program, work with my sponsor, do my step work. This is my solution. It's not the bondage. The bondage was when I was eating my brains out and I'll start tomorrow. I remember standing in the corner of my bathroom with my eyes shut saying, how many days have I been saying that? I'll start tomorrow. God, how many days have I been doing this? You know, so for me, the God of reason or me reason, that's my diseased mind. It's either I have my mind, which is diseased and it's going to reason and have its own opinion, or I'm going to seek my higher power and his guidance for everything, not just my food, no, but my whole life, you know, that a higher power that will solve my problem. That's a single problem. What is the problem? It's my whole life. That's the problem. It's not my food, you know? So when I looked at that, even that, the problem, I'm like, why is that just single? Why isn't it, you know, he's going to help us with our problems with an S? Because the problem is living life on life's terms. The problem is that I have a disease and I have to follow a plan. I have to go to the solution. And he is the solution, but he's the solution for everything in my life, not just the food, you know. And this is what I'm learning, and I'm like living in like these miracles all around me happening all the time. And I'm like, wow, this is like really awesome. Anyways, with that, I pass. Thank you.
Melanie, are you there? We can't hear you.
This is Mo H. I can help her out a little bit. We have time for like one more share if anybody would like to share.
Hey, this is Audrey MP in Southern California. I'd like to share.
All right, Audrey, you take the last, about 2 minutes, Audrey.
That's fine. It's Audrey MP from Southern California. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater and bulimic. And I'm participating this morning. Thank you, everybody, for your shares. I heard the word eminent, and I was like, okay, let's jump in. And I see the word, the reason, the logic. Hence, we saw that, you know, logic isn't everything. So eat less, lose weight. There's the logic. But, you know, it hasn't been dependable for me. And I'm just sort of claiming my seat because I've been abstinent. You know, I struggle with entirely, but I'm not neutral. So I guess when I'm neutral entirely, but I have really let go of a lot of food and food behaviors since February. And I'm also doing this humongous fourth step just on one person. And, you know, I literally shut down. Like, I missed my food so much this weekend, and I knew going in the kitchen wasn't the solution. So I went to bed. I got cozy. I cozied up, and I started making phone calls, and people got me through it because I just can't see my part, and I need all of you and Vision to help me see my part. You know, pretty soon, just not that long, not that far from now, I'm going to be giving this fourth step away. And I just can't wait. I just can't wait to be neutral, but I'm really enjoying my abstinence. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying eating less, and I'm enjoying my meals so much better. And I just...
Audrey, did we lose you? Can I be heard? Somebody want to acknowledge if I can be heard?
Yes.
Great.
Her time
great.
Is up.
Thanks, Mo. Thanks, Mo. Okay, great. Absolutely. Thank you very much for pitching in. I think I heard Lorraine stepping in there for me as well. It's time to stop this part of the meeting. Thanks, everyone. It's great to be able to have this kind of support with one another. The recorded portion is now going to be moving over as we do to this last 10 minutes. But before we do, I'd like to thank everyone that was in service and especially those that jumped in at the very last. That makes things really smooth. And what a great meeting and fellowship I have to lean on. In the meantime, I'd like to ask Dana P. to please read from the big book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And then after that, let's join together in saying the serenity prayer as we transition to the last 10 minutes of unrecorded hour. Hey, Dana.
Hey, Melanie, thank you so much for your service. What a beautiful meeting. I'm a compulsive overeater, bulimic anorexic in California. I'm Dana P. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.